Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we're going to be discussing modes of transcendence. I think we'll get to our topic today, hopefully. We got a little sidetracked. It was a good discussion on Wednesday, but really not exactly what we had planned. So hopefully, we'll get to that today. And we're going to be taking calls as well for on-air readings. And our queue is lining up today. So Callers, there's a caller from 508-508. If you would like to speak with us, please press 1. Otherwise, we're not going to bring you on. Okay. Looks like everybody has pressed 1 that wants to speak with us. We're going to take our first caller, 270.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Joy.
Joy?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Joy?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. And Joy, what is your birth date, full birth date, month and year, please?
August 24th,
1980.
Thank you.
1980.
Mm-hmm.
32.5, is that what you got, Neil? 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 32.5. Okay. And Joy, what brings you to the show today? What's your question?
I live in an apartment that isn't very good. There's thin walls, and I'm hoping to move soon. I recently got another job offer that would give me the money to afford a better place. But I'm wondering if my living situation will allow me to get the rest that I need to do the job.
Okay. Did you understand that?
She's living in a situation she wants to get out of, her home situation. She's not happy in her apartment.
Right, but she has a job, and she's wondering if the job... I'm sorry, I didn't understand the part about the job, Joy.
If I'll be able to get the rest that I need in order to do the job. It's a physical job that I'll be working all night long, and I have, like, bad neighbors.
Oh. Wow. That's no good. At all.
But she's wondering if her job will accommodate
the salary
will accommodate the move, and so she can afford to move. Is that it?
Correct. What kind of work do you do?
I work for Amazon at a fulfillment center.
Amazon Fulfillment Center. Oh, so you're really moving a lot of boxes and merchandise and stuff like
that. A lot of walking.
So, and she's,
Well, yes.
She's 37 right now, 5 years beyond 32, so.
Yeah, you're going to be able to do it. That's what we see. I mean, it's going to be a struggle. You see, what's happened, Joy, is that where you're at right now, you're going through a change. Your master number is 5, and you have a karmic number of 32. So 5 years beyond 32 is the age you are right now. So even if you've lived where you've lived, even though your master number is 5, have you been there for 2 years or under 2 years where you're living now? How long do you actually live where you're at present location?
3 years.
So that's...
Okay, 3 years.
2 and 3.
And I was thinking 2 or under. So you've actually been there a year longer than I was... Just a year longer than what I was picking up on. and you've been there 3 years and your master number is five, but you have a karmic number of three and two. So you're going to be moving. Probably you could move August, right around your birth date, the month of your birth date, okay?
Can you hold out until then?
I hope so. I'm wondering if it'll be peaceful because
were they really noisy?
Noisy, and I think that they do illegal things.
Oh, well, you got to get out of there. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If we say the figure $3,000, does that make any sense? Can you put that into any kind of compartment, that figure?
$3,000?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't have savings, money in the bank, or your expenses in
moving,
total for a month?
Moving, anything like that?
No.
How much are you going to need to move into a new apartment?
I'd say 1,200 would probably get me there.
500? Oh, well, it's a lot less expensive, I think, than it is here
500?
To live.
No,
yeah.
No.
12.
Okay. 1,200?
12 or 5.
Yeah.
Oh, 12. 1,200.
Okay.
And that would be like a deposit or whatever you pay in the rent for the first month.
So
yeah.
You're wondering if you're going to have that much to do that? Is that what you're wondering, Joy?
I'm kind of wondering if it'll be peaceful. If it'll be safe.
You mean in the new place or until you move?
Until I move.
Until you move. Well, if they're doing illegal things,
we can't. Well, when are you planning to move? In what amount of time?
Hopefully as soon as possible. I've been looking, and I might have found a place.
Yeah.
Hard to hear you.
Okay.
Joy,
so
here's
what we're thinking. You may have to suffer through until June and July. That's the worst of all the case scenarios. Hopefully it will be better, but you should have found a place by August, and you said you need $1,200, which is affordable for you to make that move. For some reason, we're seeing $3,000, so there may be some, I don't know, maybe in the between now and then you might be able to save some money from where you're working. But if you're wondering if it's going to be quieter where you're at right now, we can't promise that psychically. No, because you're in an environment that is messed up. The only thing we can do Joy, is we can put, you know, I've never called the show, we can put out a energy field, you know, that might
help to calm the situation. Have you taken any measures to quiet the noise or, you know, talk to authorities? Is there anything that you can do on a physical level? I mean,
I have.
You have. So,
yeah.
And what results did you have from that? Obviously not.
It didn't make much of a difference at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to leave. But.
The only, you know, if you knew how to work with energy, there's a way to put out energy that kind of silences the environment. There's a way to do that with energy, actually, but you have to really be good at it and know how to put out that kind of energy source, channeling it to that specific thing. Let me ask you something real quick. We have a lot of callers.
Well, I mean, some people don't have their hands raised. 617 needs to raise
her
hand.
In your whole life, did anybody ever have a bird as a pet anywhere?
I had about three.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you see what I mean? We don't know you. And we're trying to pick up a vibe about you. So we just got a validation from a visual energy that there was birds and you've had three. Well, there's that three again, 3,003.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Well, that means that you might be able to put out an energy to silence the area. The way we do it is we think, be quiet. And then we put out this energy. Believe it or not, in our environment, we get people – It happened last night.
It happened last night, yeah. But it's challenging. I mean, you know, on a level, someone who's trying to do this, you know, in the beginning stages, it can be frustrating at times, because if you get upset, it's going to interfere with the energy field. So you have to really practice, you know, staying calm and being consistent about your, about the thought.
Yeah,
pattern.
You know, it's not the worst. It's, you know, you're going to be moving. Just get out of there. You're not happy. You know, I mean, if you want to, the best you can do is say, I'm not going to be here that long. I'll put up with it. I got to find another place, and it will be quieter, because your karma won't, we don't anticipate you're going to be in a noisy place. Oh, there might be some kids, you know, screaming or something, but it's not going to be like what you thought. And things are going to be better for you. You need to get out of there. So the answer to trying to control the noise while you're there is just a Band-Aid. You got to get out. Mm-hmm. And we think you're going to be out by, well, maybe before August. Maybe you'll get out. It's no later than August. So you got to start looking. And there's one amulet thing. Amulet.
Like a crystal or something?
Like it's a heart-shaped thing. Do you need heart-shaped jewelry, necklace, rings, anything with heart?
I don't.
You don't? You don't. You don't have a heart-shaped necklace. Well, I don't know. I'm seeing a heart-shaped gold, something with heart-shaped on it.
I'm sorry. I think that I might have a pendant.
If you can find it, wear it, Joy. Just until, at least until you're gone, because it might, I don't know, something about the energy of it might quiet people. Things are weird. Some things, they're molecular in structure, and they put out an energy. I don't know. Look around for that, and, you know, wear it if it gets noisy.
Okay,
Joy. Well, good luck. Let us know, you know, what happens. We always
like
to hear.
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, and Joy can join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. I'm not talking very loud today, realizing that I'm feeling like I'm in my own little box here. Okay, 202. Hi. Are you there?
How are you? Yep, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Jackie.
How do you spell that? There are so many different spellings.
J-A-C-K, yeah. It's J-A-C-K-Y.
Y. Okay. And Jackie, what's your birth date?
April 12th.
1980. Another 80. I wrote 4-2 down. That's interesting. It's your month and fire number. Okay, 6-16. And she's a 22-4. Did I do that right? 6-16.
No.
Plus 8. Sorry. I'm 24-6, rather. Oh.
Yeah.
That's your karmic number. So I wrote that down. 4-2, it's 24. What brings you to the show?
No, it isn't.
Wait.
It's 20. No, you got it wrong.
6, 16.
4, 5, 6, 7, 17. It's 25, 7.
Oh, you know why? Because I forgot to put 12. Okay, so back to, well, it's still her month and fire number, 4 and 2. But 4, 12. I added it up without the 1. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, 25, 7. And Jackie, what state are you calling from?
Maryland.
I don't think we get too many callers from Maryland. And what's going on today?
I had great hours, and I decided to leave last month. And now I can't find a job. I don't have a job. And I actually just want to go back. And I asked them if I could go back. So I'm just waiting to hear back from them. I don't know, like, if they'll let me or...
What job was you cut out, so we didn't. I don't know if you said the job that you were at. What kind of job was it?
I do insurance for a dental office.
Insurance for a dental office, and you left the job without anything to replace it. You just left.
Well, I gave them 2 weeks' notice.
Right, but for you, you gave them notice, but you hadn't found something before you left the job. So you, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, you want to go back to the job, but you so, you know, it sounds like you were very quick to want to leave, and but you didn't have anything to, you know, a backup plan, and now you want to come back to the job. So
exactly.
Why, Jackie, are you so impulsive? Why did you, were you not happy there? Did you feel like you were frustrated?
You know, we had some new employees, and there was just a lot of, I don't know, I guess some gossiping going on. And so I just, instead of, you know, I've been there for 10 years, instead of just sticking it through, I was just too impulsive. And, you know,
yeah.
I have kids, I have responsibility. I should have just stayed, and I did not.
She has kids and no kids.
You said you have kids. Is that what you said? Did we hear you right?
Yeah, I
have
kids.
So you're divorced?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I mean, she was there 10 years, so it's not like she's irresponsible, obviously.
Yeah, but
she stayed at the job, but it seems like a weird kind of, like,
abrupt decision
to leave.
She's frustrated about something even deeper than the job. There's a frustration going on with Jackie. Jackie, maybe there's a frustration deeper going on. You're not happy about something. And maybe there's deeper layers of what prompts you to be impulsive. And it may just be a level of happiness, content. And maybe you just didn't want to deal with the gossip because it was the straw that broke the camel's back. There might be family issues that you have had in your lifetime that maybe have been irritating. And, you know, you've carried them along in your life. And you're just kind of, maybe it's a little bit of sadness, depression, irritation that prompted you to leave. But, okay, so what here? You know, if 10 was an excellent answer, right now on a point system, you're about a 7.0 that you're going to get your job back. I think
7.0, which is our master number.
Yeah.
Seven.
Oh,
you weren't thinking of that, but yeah.
How long have you been out of work there?
About a month and 2 weeks.
Oh, boy. Did they replace you?
No, not yet.
Oh, that's probably why we're getting 7 point something. It's a good job. And I mean, it's higher than 50-50. You know, you've been there 10 years. You've always been an outstanding worker.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they ask you back? Just say Well, don't say you did. You tell them why you were leaving? Did they know why you were leaving?
Well, I just said because I was looking to make more money. But, you know, as I did my interviews this past month, there is what I had was actually really good, you know?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to tell them. I mean, they could say, yeah, you can come back and you're going to have less money.
Did they replace your position? I mean, do you even know? I stepped away
from
that. No. I stepped away for a second.
You know, say you made a terrible error and you regret that you made it and it was impulsive, but you've been there 10 years. And out of those 10 years, it's one of the most impulsive things you ever did. You love their work. You love work. You know, beef it up. You love working there. My God, you've made a terrible mistake. Please forgive me for this impulsive feeling I had. I needed a break to figure things out. And I regret that I ever even left. And would you be so kind as give me my job back? I love it here. This is my home. You know, that's how I would do it if I were you. You know, I would say, well, you know, the gossip was getting bad to me and I didn't find that there was a lot of jobs out here that could pay me more. I wouldn't do that. They're just going to look at you and think, well, you're an idiot then.
Not the impression that you want to make on someone who's hiring you back.
Be a human being and say, I made an error. I made an error. I just think I needed a break, but my God, in this month, I've realized how much this job means to me, blah, blah, blah. You know.
Were they sad to see you go?
Yeah, they gave me flowers and got me a cake.
Oh, wow.
Well, at least
so it sounds like...
flowers is better than a casket. You know, just
yeah. Sounds like she, but I mean, they liked her, yeah, obviously. Like, so maybe she has, you know, this can work.
If they haven't filled the position, or if they've relaxed enough to think, hey, we're saving money, we don't
that's
need Jackie
what I,
anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
You know, I don't know. You know, what can we do? We're psychics. We'll put out a, you know, we'll send you blessings and put out energy and, you know, but I think what I think it is, Jackie, I think there's something deeper going on with you.
Well, I mean, we can take a minute with her because, does that resonate with you, Jackie?
Yeah, I was going through a lot of depression and anxiety. And so recently I have started taking medication and I feel a lot better now.
Oh, see? So that's, yeah. So,
we're sensing it. We don't even know.
Yeah.
We sensed it in 30 seconds.
Does the father of your kids like help with the kids? And
no,
financial?
I do everything by myself.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
which is probably a source of frustration too.
Jeff, you needed, just say
yeah.
you needed to take, you couldn't help it. You were beyond yourself. You need to take some time off. You're okay now. It was exactly the kind of rest you needed. Can you be forgiven? Blah, blah, blah. There seems to be a man there that's really nice, kind of an understanding man. Am I getting somebody
yeah.
there? Yeah. That guy.
At my job?
Him. Yeah.
Okay.
Am I right? Is there a guy there you like, an older man?
Yeah, he's the older doctor. He's very, very nice. And I haven't
yeah.
reached out to him yet, so maybe I could.
Well,
yeah.
he would have more. I mean, he seems like the doctors there would even be more powerful in terms of hiring you back than even the office manager or whoever would be
he's
responsible
a dentist?
For that.
Say it
dentist.
Was like you had a terrible toothache and you
yeah.
couldn't eat for a month and a half. Give him some kind of metaphor you can connect to.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know, we're being a little like you know.
You're entertaining her.
But the lady dentist, she's kind of the boss. So she's the one I texted yesterday. And
oh,
she
really?
Said she would
and
see what she could do. Yeah.
What happened? Did she respond to your text?
Well, she did. She said, you know, she hopes I can find something soon. And I said, well, I would love to come back, you know? And she said, okay, let me see what I can do. But I haven't heard back from her from yesterday.
Oh, no. Let's push the wagon a little bit here forward and consider you're going to get back. Let's approach it with positive energy. I think they'll let you back. And if we're wrong, we're wrong, but at least we're trying to be hopeful. You know,
yeah.
I think you're going to, job back. I mean, there's nothing like outstanding that says you won't. You know, we're picking up some stuff about you, which is already, I mean, as soon as I heard your voice, I thought you were divorced.
Yeah, you did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that anybody else would hear. Hey, whenever Jackie talks, you know, the lady, the bank.
No, it's just... well, I mean, you're calling a psychic show.
Yeah,
so
you're calling psychics.
That's
no,
funny.
Actually, you know, you're laughing. You have a nice voice.
She
you,
sounds
you
like, yeah.
You don't sound like you're.
You probably enjoyed the break, the month break, and,
yeah.
you know, been able to relax and kind of decompress from the 10 years you've been there. So now you're ready to.
Yeah.
So just go back, you know, tell them how much it means to you. It's like family to you. You know, these things, they like that. They like that. And you've been there
yeah.
10 years. So when you use certain words, it triggers a person's brain to think, wow, okay. So just say you're the prodigal daughter.
And Jackie, let us know what happens, okay? You can call back.
Okay.
And
yes,
on a forthcoming show. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Good luck. And Jackie can follow us on Facebook and here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, I think this is Valeska. Am I right?
Yes.
Hi, Valeska. How are you?
Hi. I'm all right. How are you guys?
Good. I was thinking about you. Have you been thinking about her at all, Neil?
Valeska?
Valeska.
No, I know. I'm
stupid. What's
wrong with that? I'm kidding.
I was thinking about you in Alaska.
I was just wondering because last time we had talked about past life regression and the whole Chinese life in China and the binding of the feet and all that. I just kind of, it crossed my mind yesterday,
yeah.
actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that was a huge tipping point. I actually did like a hypnotherapy session, and I saw immediately past lifetime with my mom in China. It was like 1200s, and it was very interesting how it played out, because it was very similar to this present lifetime. But at that time, you know, I was a child, and we were very poor, and she ended up binding my feet, and then she started interviewing people to sell me off, but kind of like, this is a package deal. If you take her, you know, you have to take care of me. And I was basically like a little geisha that didn't have a voice, and I took my own life at 24. But it was very peaceful. And I saw that, you know, 24 is the first, when I had this first foot surgery with my feet. So I really saw how you're not necessarily judged for taking your own life, but you will have to complete the lesson in another time, because this lifetime with my mom has mirrored that.
Well, you know, it's weird, Valeska, that you said the age 24, because that's actually in your month and day. The two ones obviously are a two, and then the four left over reflects that age. So it's kind of interesting that you would say that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear you, though. We have like a street cleaner.
Oh.
So talk real loud.
To see, you know, because I think the point of it is we need to be able to see when we incarnate. First of all, you know, it's all about karma. We're basically just some stardust. I found an asteroid. I do astrological charts, and I actually found an asteroid that's named Valeska that they found it in 1906. I tracked her on my chart and my friend's charts, and literally was able to see via our astrological charts how our relationship played out from the Valeska asteroid.
Weird.
So yeah, very, very strange. I've had a lot of epiphanies, and I feel like it's all kind of coming full circle, and I'm winding down. But it's, I wanted to say, you know, that it's, you have to see things from a karmic perspective. Like, what is my soul lesson in this? So with my mother, I was able to learn how to shine my light despite the darkness of abuse this lifetime, as opposed to last time when I was just a mute and didn't have a choice in anything. And I learned forgiveness with her. And I kind of went back and I tried to see where I had a life with this doctor so that I wouldn't take this anger forward. I don't want to repeat this with him. And I saw a time like in Egypt where he had, he was like a gypsy moving through town, and he swindled me out of like some business or money. And I ended up actually dying because I couldn't afford the health care because of the way he left me penniless. And which is weird that that's kind of feels how it's playing itself out as well right now. And he never had to pay. He kept doing that to people and never had to, you know, pay back his karma. And I think that what's happening to me is something that is kind of a tied in with what he karmically has to experience this lifetime.
Okay. And
does
what
that make
is
sense?
Going on? Go ahead.
I was just saying, does that make sense? So this is where I'm at. My body is, it's shutting down, like before my eyes. Like it's literally like when I was in that surgery, he took a chainsaw and he chainsawed me in half. My teeth don't touch on the right side anymore. I can no longer write. My wrist doesn't work at all. I have no functioning tendons or bones or fascia or anything that makes your body function. It literally, from where he cut in my toes, it just unraveled the past year. And with each day, it's getting worse. And I now have like weird blood clots underneath my skin. And so I feel myself just getting very weak. I have a lawsuit, but I strangely enough, I feel like I'm not going to be here to the end of the lawsuit.
Well, you know, one thing very impressive is that you're absorbing the concept of karma and the idea that your third eye reveals, has all that information stored in it. And as you connect, your body hurts and everything is going on, and you go inward to find some kind of journey within the karmic dimension, your third eye will offer you that information and give you that. And I think your revelations and your insights are totally appropriate. And the standard of which you have evaluated and interpreted them is outstanding. It really is. And it helps for you to formulate the very essence of what you said. I don't want to come back and repeat this journey. So as you come to the earth and finalize your journey assuming the fact that in this lifetime you have so much karma to deal with that's been collected over many lifetimes, where there was even medical procedures done and suicides and whatnot, you've come down. What you said, Valeska, was you said, you know what, I don't want to do this three more times. Give it to me all now. I'll take it and I'll deal with it. And hopefully I will be lifted off the planet in my sleep, and that will be the end of it. And I'll be the stardust that I saw in my third eye. I think that's where we're probably going.
Because that's what happens with some souls. We, you know, on past shows, we've talked about karma and how a soul before coming into the body sometimes have choices in terms of taking all the karma in one lifetime or spreading it out over many, so that the person or the soul that decides to take it all in one lifetime and get through it to transcend, you know, is going to have the opportunity to transcend in that lifetime, not spread it out over many.
So as you see, your body's deteriorating because it's the last body you're probably going to have. This
it's
is
the
your last
what?
Body. So your body's deteriorating and saying goodbye to you. And there's drama in it and pain because the body is saying, well, this is your last body, Valeska. You're not coming back to have a human name anymore. This is it. And we're going to say goodbye, and it's going to be a hard parting because you want to do it all now. So this body will take on all the karma that you have. It will put it into this body. And like you said you would do, you will get through it and then leave naturally. But that's what's happening. So what you should do, there are two things you can do. You just live your life until it's naturally done. The only other thing you can do to benefit your soul once you cross over is to give back to the earth. Write a journal, talk about what you've got, mention it on radio shows, let people hear about it.
What she's done in
yeah.
the book that she wrote.
Oh, well, that's interesting. You say that because, you know, I'm completely better or couch ridden. I can't drive. I can barely walk to the bathroom. So I really don't have a quality of life. So I'm basically on my computer all day doing a lot of calculations. And I have been doing a lot. I mean, everybody's chart from like famous people to friends' charts to my chart. And I was amazed. I mean, I could see on there what I came in here to learn. And I was also able to track people's exit points, like I could see my exit point. And I'm documenting this via voice notes since I can't write. So I'm documenting all of the things that I'm learning and what you can start seeing actually when I saw on people's charts, there starts to be about a 6-year window that starts opening up before that things start falling into place for them to transition, which, you know, going through the tunnel, the white tunnel back home is just like it's a rebirth, just like being born into here is, except for instead of, you know, being born into a body, you're kind of the butterfly coming out of the cocoon and your energy is free.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a reason you're a five, because what happened in your karma was it allowed your voice box to be preserved. So the best you can do, your best legacy will be to be voice readings, and you have a nice voice and you have a strong voice. So everything you do, let it be recorded, let it be in your voice energy. That's the one area of your body that the karma can't touch right now. So as everything retreats to that last fortress, in your case, that's the voice box, and you're going to be speaking out your last legacy.
Right, whether it's vocal or whether it's writing, as you mentioned with the journaling and the screenplay.
Yeah, and I've left my phone and computer to my friend that I told you about that I wrote the script about, that I believe we have a twin flame connection, and he has ways where if, you know, if this were meant to get out, it would.
Well,
kind of,
you know, if you
but
can
I'm,
find...
I'm happy.
And
no,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to ask, because I know that she's going through the lawsuit, and I was just going to ask what point you're at in that process.
Well, so this is what's happening. I have an intuitive feel that something's not right with my body. I don't know if it's blood or bones. I mean, he put, you know, 6 screws in my foot that weren't necessary. My body
couldn't recover from the extensive trauma that he put my body through that was not necessary. And something's not right. And I have a feeling that something's going to happen to my body from what he did. I mean, I read about somebody who died from a bunion surgery a year later. So I actually have a friend who is a death doula, and she's kind of been instructing me just kind of how to, you know, wrap things up where if anything were to happen to you, if everything was taken care of. And she led me towards somebody who does specific autopsies for medical malpractice cases. So they could do an extensive, because every orthopedic surgeon I have gone to, they're like, it's impossible that that's happening to your body. And I'm like, yeah, of course you think it's impossible, because this doctor thinks that he's innovative and nobody is doing this kind of surgery. So it's not in medical books. It hasn't been studied. And on top of it, podiatrists aren't medical doctors. So there's been no studies on this, but I saw an article with an orthopedic surgeon who quoted my doctor and said, this is wrong. We're going to have maimed people walking around in 10 years. And I'm like, no, 1 year. I'm like, with every day, my body's deteriorating because of what he did. And I want them to, if they can, use my body as study to show, don't do this.
How many screws?
Six.
Six. Yes, yeah, six screws. That's 114.
Four, I know. And she said karma. Six for, she just mentioned six in another.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's the age of 24, she mentioned, which is the broken.
Right.
The two.
Oh, yeah.
Said 2 years, no, 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah, you have six years about the astrology chart, right? I was thinking it was the something about.
What?
You said something about 6 years in terms of the charting that you've done for your friends and yourself. There was a 6 year thing.
I didn't, but I think that I may. Oh, no, maybe it was eight. I was going to say I think I may have learned 6 years ago. I may have started learning 6 years ago, and then just,
you said something about
learning
6 years. I'm going to listen back. I'll email you and tell you what you said.
Okay.
But anyway,
it
just pertains to the code and the
six
screws.
That's all this karmic stuff. And you have a zero in your month, which indicates a past life suicide too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That makes
and
sense. I was easily attracted to it, but I very much, you're not, like I said, you're not judged, but you're going to have to come back and repeat the lesson until you get it. If you are,
you know,
and I don't want to come back.
It's interesting because I just read an article in the Washington Post about a woman who, she had a vaginal mesh implant or something. And the doctor in the surgery decided to remove her ovaries without telling her. And she actually was completely devastated. She was in her 50s, but nevertheless, I mean, he's taking a part of a body that she did not know he was going to take. And she just committed suicide over it because she was so, so upset, miserable, and it affected her health, I mean, dramatically. So the way Valeska is dealing with this is the right way, because unfortunately this woman, I mean, understandably she was in so much pain, but taking your own life is obviously has a lot of consequences on the spiritual realm. So having the consciousness to be able to work through the idea of the karma and process it on a higher level is.
And not only that, you know, we're going, you know, at least nationally, we're going to a big energy field of male doctors getting exposed.
That's another thing that I want people to question is, you know, we give our power away to these doctors and we're like, oh, you're right. I'm not feeling this in my body. You have the degree. And I want people to know we are a spark of stardust from the galaxy. You have as much gut instinct and God inside of you as that person does. Just because it's not in their medical books doesn't mean like you should discredit your own feelings. And I'm really sick of how we give our power away to the medical community.
Yeah, you have to be very careful.
We're working on a book now on the very question of science versus metaphysics, science versus spirit.
Oh, you mean the topic that kind of
topic that we're
writing about right now
in terms of numerology?
Oh, that's.
And so we're currently on it too, Valeska. We're right there with you.
I love that you're doing that, by the way, because, you know, numbers, I think, are and like astrological charts and so forth are very important in seeing what good medical dates would be. Although, like, when I did my astrological chart and I went back to the surgery date, it was like it was destined. I don't think that it could have gone any. And I came into it.
Right.
I came in with club feet. I was always going to have problems with it. But I think I came in knowing it was going to be very, very hard, but it wasn't going to be long. And I think that was where I was like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah. See, you're, as your journey increases and then diminishes in respect and throughout life, you have a 7-9 in your year, which is spirituality and eternity. So you, as you leave the planet, the more spiritual you become and express that, which is what you're doing, your soul will have more layers of energy in it to where you have an advancement on the higher field than you ever had on the lower one. So just keep moving through it.
I'm hoping for that. I keep saying I want to retain the knowledge that I'm learning right now and take it into my heaven school. And I want to keep working with it and learn more power, you know. So I'm,
well, yeah.
I don't want to get the amnesia shot after this.
No, you won't. Once you're in that realm, the soul becomes aware of so much more than it even can be in the human body.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a more of a sense of omniscience that the soul has.
You were saying, I just want to know, you said this is my last incarnation. So as my body, I'm watching it physically die and deteriorate before my eyes at 38. I will possibly not have to come down here and repeat any karma because I've chosen to stay here and sit in it.
There's no guarantee. I mean, we're not the judges of.
Yeah, we can't.
You know, but
yeah.
In terms of moving through what you're supposed to do in this lifetime and the way the higher path you're taking in terms of dealing with this unfortunate situation, that's going to be
focus on the spirit and
beneficial
focus
to
on how much you can leave the planet with spiritual information, and you're in good. You're on the right path.
And then anything to do with my lawsuit? I don't know. Like I said, I don't feel like it's not a big karmic pull on my soul, but I would love if I could, my body could help another not have the surgery with him. I would love
that. Your lawsuit will strictly be a matter of your earthly choices, like brushing your teeth. You don't have to transcend with a successful lawsuit. If you want your lawsuit, you know, you want to donate your body and all that, that's great. If you want to pursue this lawsuit and maybe give it to the doctor a little bit and make more awareness, that could be considered altruistic in sense. There's no harm in you pursuing the lawsuit. It's not going to be like, oh my God, Valesco, you're thinking so much about the earth and money and revenge. No, that's not it. It's about awareness. It's about justification. It's about malpractice. And that you put up a fight before you left the planet.
Yeah, and also
so
it benefits, right, it benefits other people for you to, you know, speak out about a doctor who did something totally unethical and, you know.
Right, even if you send the papers to the medical board.
Or podiatrist, he's not really a doctor, sorry, I used the wrong terminology, but
right.
I don't think there's a medical board then for him. It's the podiatry board, right?
There is a podiatry board, and he already has about 5 complaints against him, but that's the thing is, you know, there's no patient protection. They always side with the doctors.
You could document this and still put it in a form where people have access to it, as well as put it on your websites. You could document things on your website and let people be aware. Anything that you do to help others that would be facing this, to give them some sort of solace or relief or maybe activate, they can take it from where you left off.
Yeah,
all of
I've
that
left a voice
forward.
Notes. I've left voicemails, if they were to ever be played in court or something, if, you know, my body were to completely deteriorate before that, on what has happened to my body from what he did.
So really quick, Valeska, because we got to move on to other callers, but in like 60 seconds, can you tell us in terms of the lawsuit, what place you're in? What is your attorney doing? Where are you?
I actually have 2 attorneys now, because one of the top medical malpractice lawyers in California reached out to me and their friends, so they're going to work on it together. And
I think you might have mentioned that maybe.
They have another case together, so they're going to do the case together. And I trust my lawyer because his wife died from a medical malpractice case, and this is about justice for him. It's not just about the money, and I really like that. So, you know, we're just moving forward with it, but. Like I said, I'm feeling very sick, and every day it feels like a year, and I feel my body shutting down. I don't feel like I'm going to see the end of it, but I would be happy if I could surrender my body for the justice of this.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean,
Well, just, you know, whenever you're taken, be in the process of activation and spiritual awareness.
Okay, I think I'm in that. Well, how do I make sure I'm in that?
Activation. Well, by doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Everything you've shared with us right now
is right in the...
That's very impressive.
Right in line with that.
Valeska.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep in touch, Valeska. Good luck.
Okay, have a great day. Okay.
You too. Bye. Okay, 302, do you want a reading? 302-510. We're filling up here. 302 does. Okay. Hi.
Hi, this is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria?
Yes, Gloria.
Gloria.
G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria.
And yes, I was thinking Laura Branigan.
Oh, Gloria.
Gloria.
Oh, my goodness. I get those
all
the
time. I'm sure you hear this a lot. I'm sorry. Okay.
And I've called before. My birth date is 2/10/69.
Okay. Gloria, welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you. Excuse me. So my question today is, can you tell whether I have, like, spirits in my house? Because my grandson was over last night, and he said he saw a man walking around the house.
Did you talk to us about this before, Gloria?
I've talked to you about how I think my grandson is intuitive.
Right. I recall.
Yeah, and I think my son is too. And there's always been activity in my house, but I kind of try to just, you know, deal with it and brush it off and, you know, just kind of just let things be. But I'm just curious if you can sense anyone around.
I remember one time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Remember one time my son was over and he said he saw a man following me into my bedroom, and I just kind of got kind of creeped out at that time. But then I was just like, it's not a big deal. Nobody's hurting me, so.
Right. Well, I mean, usually spirits in the home. I mean, people that have passed aren't going to be, you know, able to harm.
Right. Right.
Sometimes, Gloria, that there's portals, and what spirits are actually doing is that they walk through a dimension, and you happen to be in the pathway. So sometimes it's just like a highway. You're built on a highway. It's a portal.
And I remember the grandson's maybe said, "What's the birth date, real quick? Is the grandson
my grandson?
Yeah.
He's 3/14/14.
Okay, 2014. Anyway, go ahead, Neil. Sorry.
Yeah, 15/6.
Yeah, I remembered.
Yeah, 15/6. There are a couple of things about sometimes there are spirits that occupied the house before and their energy's there and could be residual. They're not really a living spirit. They just kind of keep repeating the same motions because they left an impression of the residual kind of spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But they really have no consciousness. Others are trapped and they're in the house. That can happen sometimes. Sometimes they're visiting the energies, they're wandering spirits. Sometimes there's a portal they walk through. Most of them they're not really that concerned with human beings, except mm-hmm. that they want to make some kind of communication or they're stuck in some way that they're desperate. And then
right. You're
going to see more things happening. You'll see, like if you have a china cabinet, the plates will rattle and there's nobody there. But they'll rattle and there's no street activity going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've had activity ever since we moved in. We moved into this house 16 years ago. On the very first night we moved in, there was something knocking on the windows and on the doors.
Interesting. How old is the house?
It was built in the 50s.
Yeah.
And,
well,
I mean, just throughout all the years, we've had a lot of activity. And it's funny, Neil, that you say portals, because my son often wonders if we have a portal in our house. You know, even though he denies, like, the whole spirituality, my oldest son, and he's kind of freaked out by the whole mediumship thingy, he often does talk to me about, well, Mom, maybe we have a portal in the house. Maybe this house attracts things, or, you know.
Well, you probably have. I mean, my guess is you have a portal. And not that it attracts things. It's just that it's a runway. It's like animals.
Like a highway.
Animals, you know, they
right.
form a path, and you always have ground squirrels running over your wall. There's a pathway, and sometimes, like a ground squirrel will leap off the wall and look into your window and tap and smell. There
mm-hmm.
could be a curiosity in the sense of the spirit. There could be, a lot of them are restless spirits anyways, and so they're trying to get back into the physical plane, and just their energy drawn over to living human being energies. And then there's a kind of a concoction of energy, and it causes like a sonic boom. You'll
right.
have a crash, you're not, because the energy
mm-hmm.
fields are colliding and clashing.
Would they be attracted? Yeah. Would they be attracted to people who are, I guess, open? I guess you would
yeah.
put it, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Would. Because it, you know, if you can, if picture you're trapped behind a glass plate and you're pounding on the glass plate trying to get somebody's attention, and somebody notices you and go, oh, I see you. Others don't, but I do.
Right.
Well, that person behind the glass plate is going to go, thank God I got somebody I can talk to. So they're
okay.
usually desperate spirits that want some still earth. They need some earth connection. So you
mm-hmm.
might have that a little bit. That's not. I wouldn't worry about it. I've lived in a house. Boy, I've lived in a house with spirits. Good,
right.
bad, evil, light, dark. They, you know, and I'm still alive, you know.
right. No. Yeah, I don't worry about myself. Not myself. Sometimes I just worry about my son and my grandson and how.
Right, especially
they
because
handle.
They're the ones picking up on it.
But, the only thing you have to worry about your grandson is if he watches movies and then he starts thinking he's being possessed.
Right, because.
And then he starts acting out in a drama. That's
last
weird.
Time, because the last time she called, I recall that we talked about the imagination. I mean, he's like, what, 4 years old?
Yeah.
The, mm-hmm. You know, kids' imaginations, maybe what he's seen is authentic, true, but then they can also. From that and launch into a
yeah,
whole other.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know,
it's possible, and it's possible
yeah.
that spirits will take advantage of more of young little kids and try to
right.
influence them. You got to just question your grandchild and help
yeah,
them
do.
Through the energy. You know, it's difficult
yeah.
time because they're so young, but
right.
if
and finding might... someone who's going to you know mentor someone that has that
mm-hmm.
gift is. Probably.
You know, if your child is sitting in the kitchen and you come into the kitchen
grandchild.
And every single your grandchild and every single plate is stacked outside of the cupboards and they're all stacked on 12-foot you know mountains and your son's standing on his head spinning around, call us. Your son
don't think that's going to happen.
Until then, don't
no,
worry.
I don't think so.
It just
yeah.
takes a common you know, Andy Griffith, you know, Mr. Cleaver, talk with your child, your grandchild, that it's okay.
Right, right.
They're friendly. They're nice. It's all right. Draw pictures. And, write stories.
Well,
you
don't sense anybody around me. I know I've have
anybody around
and,
you. What do you mean?
As far as you don't sense any of my loved ones that have passed on
oh,
near me?
The only thing that I get, and I don't even know what this is yet, because it could be a miscommunication, but there's a J
mm-hmm.
sound, like Joy or Drome or Jer. There's something with a J.
I have
a
great grandfather whose name is Geronimo.
That's him. Because I was hearing Jerome. It's Jerome.
Yes.
So Geronimo...
that's
oh
an
my
interesting...
God! You don't have any family named Custard, do you?
No. But also, my husband's uncle just passed away, and his name was Jerome as well.
Jerome?
Oh, Jerome, and
oh.
you said Jerome,
and I said Jerome.
Yeah,
they're there.
Mm-hmm.
They're hanging out.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Okay.
You know. Fix a cup of coffee for him.
No.
No cigarettes.
Okay. All right.
They're
well,
friendly.
Thank you guys. Thank
they're
you so
friendly,
much
they're
again.
Friendly, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, Gloria.
Thank you.
Hope that helps.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye. And you know what? We've got about 3 minutes, so I don't think we have any additional time for callers. It's going to be too rushed. So we're going to invite those who did not, who pressed one and did not get a reading, came in late today, to call back on Wednesday because we're going to have to close, I think, now.
Okay.
So we are back on the air on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks.